I got a bit of a gripe, Samantha. It's bad enough that we have to use paper utensils, but to add insult to injury, they make the fork a fake spoon.
It's called a spork.
It's not. It's called a fake spoon.
It's like little itty bitty fork tong things
that won't let you jab anything.
No,
you can't jab your food. So you can't jab the food to eat it like you can a fork. You can scoop it like a spoon.
Yep.
So why can't they make the paper fork like a fork? Why is it got to be a fake spoon?
Because it's a 2-for-1 utensil. So, because again, Lisa, it's about the landfill. Like, do you not know about sustainability?
Now it's paper. I thought we were good with paper. Paper's good.
No, paper still has to be broken down, right? So,
okay, so then
now
so
you
then,
have a spork. Mm.
Okay, so can, now if you, I take your, no, no, if I take your theory, next thing they're going to do is they're going to say, what you wipe your ass with, you're now going to blow your nose with too, because we need to save the paper. Because that's what you're selling me.
That would just be gross.
Well, you know what? Using a fork as a spoon is a little bit gross and unnerving too. Just saying.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa, how's it going?
Oh.
What's shaking?
Samantha. I don't know what's shaking.
Yes, you do.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to go there. Right? It's not shaking. It's hurting.
Let's not talk about it.
Right?
Let's not talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we pretty much already have.
Yes, we have. And what are we talking about?
Fine. Friends of the podcast, Aretha Franklin's back. She's paying me a visit.
I swear to God, you tell people anything and everything.
Well, I don't know how. I don't know how else to get around it, right?
Well, they don't need to know. They don't see you. They don't live with you.
You just outed me.
I didn't out you.
You just, if I was a fish, you. If I was a fish, you put the hook in my mouth and started reeling me in, which is, of course, I have to tell them. Right?
Oh, you're so weird.
You always try and come across looking so good, and I don't know if you're always looking so good.
Oh, okay.
That's all
yeah.
I'm saying.
All right.
Uh-huh. So do you want to go? You want to go 10 rounds?
Nope, not really. Not
see
today.
See my finger, see my thumb, see my fist. You better run.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. I put my haymakers up here.
In the haymaker.
You got the haymaker here, right? You better watch out when I bring out the haymaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit's about to get real, Samantha.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Here's the thing. Oh, I never asked you. How's your week going, Samantha?
My week is fine, Lisa.
Yeah. Weather's a little bit nicer. It hasn't totally committed, though.
Nope, it hasn't. And it probably won't, probably till July.
Yeah. Right. As long as it's nice for our vacation.
In July.
July. Really, right? Anything else is just a bonus.
Yep, just a bonus.
Let's just think of it that way, okay?
I still see snow, so it's not that great.
I know there's still bits of snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's still cool in the morning.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not a fan. I just, you know.
I know.
Decide, please.
Boots still on?
Nope.
Yo, you broke the mold. You broke out?
Yeah, I broke out of the boot.
I did not. I kept my boots on.
Oh,
but it could be because
your feet are going to get hot. Then they're going to get smelly, and your husband's going to hate you.
Probably already hates me, so I'm okay with that. I think he's hated me for a whole lot worse or a whole lot less, whatever that phrase is. But here's the thing, right, is that I have a lump on my foot, so I don't know how to get my shoe to be right.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Right? So now I'm like looking for a certain shoe that goes like around my lump.
There's no shoe.
My lump. My lovely lady lump.
That's right? Not, nope, nope, and nope. Nope, that's not the song, and we should not be singing that song in relation to your foot.
Oh, yeah, it's, I don't know. Anything I Google, the Dr. Google says it's probably just some bit of a fatty tissue. Great, so now my fat's going to my foot, the top of my foot.
It doesn't go anywhere useful.
right? Do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man?
Okay, don't sing, because no one is interested in your TikTok thing.
Well, maybe I'm not interested in you.
Oh, well, there you go. Right? That's fun. That's
we don't know if we don't put ourselves out there. That's what we're about to learn in a few minutes, Samantha.
This is true.
We don't know how great we can be if we don't put ourselves out there.
Right.
Right. However, okay. Before we get to that, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when your chapstick's not chapsticking? I can't get back into the hang of wearing lips. I got like scummy lips.
Waxy, you have weird things on the side of your lips.
I got my those. Right? I got my those right there.
Yeah.
I'd like to gather spittle.
And then you touch it with your dirty hands.
Well, they're my hands, right? It's not COVID times. They can be
dirty. It's dirty.
That's fine, but they're my dirty hands, right? And then I wipe off my those because I feel that they are gatherers and collectors of spittle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not pretty.
No, but when's the last time you wore a lipstick? Like, I don't remember that. I remember you wearing a Burt's Bees.
That's what I'm calling a
colored,
lipstick.
Yeah. Colored, you know, balm or something.
That's what I wear, is that.
Okay.
Right? But what I find is that my lips are so dry and the chapstick is so waxy. And then you got that big gross film that you're like picking off with your teeth. And that's disgusting.
You are disgusting.
I feel gross. I feel gross, actually.
Is your face just getting used to not having to wear a mask?
I don't know. I think it liked a mask, actually.
It kept you moist.
It kept you moist. It kept my lips moist.
It kept your lips moist.
Now they're dry and waxy and crusty all at the same time. They're not kissable, I would say, which is fine, too. But I would say that they're not that kissable right now. Right? They're weird lips.
Okay.
So what do you do when your chapstick's not chapsticking?
You find a new one.
It's over chapsticking, maybe.
It's probably you need to like go find the new of the chapsticks, the new one.
The newest of the new?
The medicated, my lips are going to fall off. They're so dry.
Like Mr. Blistex to the curb?
No. Like you got to go up a notch. You got to spend some money, Lisa.
I don't want to. That's the problem, right?
Oh, yeah. This is where you get cheap.
It's where I get cheap when it comes to these things.
Because if it works, then you need one for home, one for your bag, one for work, one for the car.
One for my coat pocket, one for my other side of my coat pocket, right? With the useless pocket that you can't get anything out of, but you should still have one just in case. And then I need like spend $100 on the chapsticks.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that seems a little obsessive.
It does seem a little obsessive, even for you.
I have not budgeted that in.
Then you're going to have gross, disgusting, waxy, chappy lips.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have that. And then I'm going to have chafed ass and sore ass because I want to take up biking. We're going to buy bikes. Did I tell you that?
No, I'm not buying a bike.
Like on the plane, we'll upgrade the seat.
No.
And then we'll do some biking.
No.
I think it would be really, really good for us. What a beautiful
okay.
way.
This is what I see happening. Okay. This is what I see happening. You're going to get a bike.
Yeah.
And I'm not. Your bike will have a seat, and it could be the cushiest seat. It could be the platinum, the gold of all seats.
Oh, nice.
And it will still make your skinny, bony butt
hurt.
Right. So I don't think you're going to be able to put a pillow or whatever, a donut on that tiny little bike seat that will make your skinny little bony butt and feel any better. And my fat ass, even though it's fat and has a lot of padding, will not find that little tiny seat very exciting as it gets shoved up the crack of my ass. So I am not riding a bike. If you want to ride an incumbent bike that has a nice big seat.
Right.
And we can sit.
And chat.
Or literally almost lay down.
Right. Have a coffee and do a little pedaling.
While we're pedaling.
Right.
I might consider that. Okay. But I am not going to buy a bike that I'm always going to hate.
I don't think
that's what's going to happen.
No, but that's the wrong attitude to have, right?
It is the right attitude to have.
You can't live in a world of hate.
I don't hate it. I just know enough to avoid it.
But when you were a kid, you were all about a bike.
Of course, because my ass was so much skinnier. No. It could fit on the purple banana bike seat. Right? Like, I wasn't having a problem. And I had the big handlebars with the little, you know, with the little stringy things hanging off of it.
What I used to call my Papa Wheelie bike.
Yeah. And then, you know, because you were cool, you got like old playing cards and you got a, you got a clip and you clipped them onto your bike wheel and you were like, going down the road because that was the cool thing to do.
Unless you were me.
I'm not that girl. I'm not that 11-year-old kid anymore.
Unless you were me and then you were a little bit klutzy and then all of a sudden you get your pant leg caught in the chain. You'd be like, thump, 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 thump.
Did you fall over?
Always.
Did you fall
over? I was the poster girl for band-aids on the knees and elbows, right? And I loved my bike. I loved my bike. Okay. I want to ride my bicycle.
Yes. Okay. So if this is the memory you have of riding a bike when you're a child, why the hell do you want to ride a bike as an adult? Because no offense, I don't think you've gotten better.
I know, but
I
listen,
don't think the young Lisa is any better than the old Lisa.
I know.
Except now as old Lisa, she's going to break something. You're going to break a hip. You're going to break an ankle. You're going to break a knee. You might break your head because you fall. Like,
maybe I feel like I need to like prove young Lisa that young Lisa can do it.
You know what? That you don't have to.
Maybe I need a yes, I can.
And yes, I think it's a no, you shouldn't.
Yes, I should. Yes, I should.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes, I should. I think I should.
I think you shouldn't.
I think I should.
I think you shouldn't.
Right? Bike, why not?
Oh, Lord Almighty.
That's what I think. No. Bike, why not?
Bike, no.
Bike, why not?
No.
Right? That's what I think. I just think bike, why not? If I took everything that I didn't succeed in as a kid and didn't do it as an adult, I would not walk because I didn't walk very darn good either as a kid. Very clumsy. I didn't print very good. I didn't do cursive very good.
You still don't do cursive very good.
Right? I wasn't good with arithmetic or science. So I would still be, that's how we get better. Bike, why not?
I feel like you only would have gotten better with a bike had you kept riding a bike into your adulthood. I'm guessing as soon as you figured out how to drive a car, bike, catch you
gone.
Later.
Right? Bike gone. Bike gone because then I got lazy, right?
Right. So you think for 5 minutes, you will have fun for, I'm going to say not even 5 minutes. You'll have fun for 1.3 seconds and you'll be like, I'm done. I don't want a bike. I don't want to pedal. Can someone else do it for me? Right. You mean how far away is the store? Like
maybe somebody could.
How long is the path?
Maybe somebody could put like attach my bike by a rope to their bike.
Then that's not called biking.
Well, I'm still gonna be there.
No, but that's not
it's
not
supportive
really.
Biking.
No, it's not supportive biking.
It's supportive biking.
No,
it's you remember not. When we bought rollerblades?
You got rollerblades. I got nothing like that.
Yes, you bought rollerblades too. You've totally blocked it out. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you blocked it out. I was with you when you bought them at the Canadian Tire.
What the hell did I do with them? I must have sold them.
You did not use them.
Yes, because I don't know. I don't want to fall down and break something.
I used mine once. They're still in the cupboard. I always say to Mike, don't throw them away. You never know when I'm going to take that sport back up.
And you didn't.
Because I used to be a good skater, so I feel I could still rollerblade.
Okay. Sure. I think that's a great thought. Unfortunately, it's not the right thought.
It's fine. I'm going to focus on biking. Right? You say no, I say why not? Bike, why not?
Take a picture.
Like, why not? You can take it for me as you're beside me on the bike.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not yes, I'll be in a car watching you bike. That'll be great.
That's fine. Then can we tie the bike to the car and you go slow and then it'd be like, I'm like, hanging
on? No.
Sometimes, you know, it's funny. You're not that supportive.
I think that I'm realistic when it comes to your abilities.
I don't feel you know all my abilities.
That's you don't have that much coordination anymore.
Well, that might be, but it doesn't mean I don't have spirit. Why are you squashing my spirit? Don't squash my spirit.
And now we're back to not having spirit. Okay. Right. All right. This is fun. This is a fun conversation. Like, so glad we brought it up.
Right. Right. Just started off with a little friendly bike ride after supper. Never needed to go where it went, Samantha. Needed to go there.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. You know, everyone thinks that they need to like wear white in the summer.
Oh my God.
And especially like a basic white tee.
Yeah.
Like, because it is kind of versatile, because you can kind of put it with a lot of things.
It's a fucking accident waiting to happen.
Like, anytime I'm wearing white.
Let's just use you as an example. How are you, Miss? I carry a tied to go pen in my purse. How are you going to do with your white t-shirt?
I'm not dealing well with getting shit on my white t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to do
that.
And well.
I'm not outing you because I don't think many people can pull it off. I don't think many people.
No, I think there are people. Okay. And then this is my problem, because I think the reason why other people do well with white shirts or t-shirts is that they're mature enough to handle that.
Or they are, like, it's one and done. They wear it once and throw it away.
No, I think that they've conquered something in their adulthood where I have not yet figured out how to not spill stuff.
So, or maybe they just, they wear the white shirt so they don't eat.
Oh, well,
or have a drink. That. Maybe they don't participate in eating and drinking that day because they're in their white shirt. Maybe, like, that white shirt comes with a set of rules we don't even know about because we've never ventured to go there.
Well, that's true, right?
Right? Like, maybe it's like the commandments. Thou shalt not have a snack in the white shirt.
Oh my God. Well, what if you wear that to work? Then you're not eating lunch.
Thou shalt be hungry.
Okay, well then what happened to New Kids on the Block when it was a big deal? They wore on a whole white outfit, you know.
Well, you know what I think? Thou shalt not do that.
Right? And like, did they not eat? Because they would have been like all in the white.
But maybe it's different because they're boys.
What? There's different rules?
Maybe, right? Because boys, there's, you know what? If there's rules. Yeah, I like to think. So if I think of myself and Mike, right? If he spills something on his shirt, I think a guy gets away with it a whole lot easier than a girl.
Because then we just look messy.
We just look messy and people are going to judge. Oh, nice.
Messy, uncoordinated.
Yeah. Whereas awesome. The same rules apply for the dude, but I think that nobody touches that with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
It's like an expectation. You expect there might be a stain on that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect that from the women.
Okay.
Right? Don't you think?
No.
I think white is too high maintenance, and guess what? I don't want it in my life. I'm out.
I'm out.
Right? Say you're hot, you got yellow armpit stains. Yuck, that's
pretty. Oh, God. Well, that.
How are you getting that happens. Out? Right? And after one wash, it's not as crisp and white as it was. So that's all of a sudden, you've morphed into the beige shirt or into the gray shirt or into the, it used to be the A-Crew shirt.
Right? Okay, so when it comes to new clothing, like once you wash it, it no longer looks the way you thought it should look.
It's like driving a car off the car lot, right? It's depreciated in value,
right? Because as soon as you wash that coveted whatever shirt, t-shirt,
yeah.
pair of pants, sweater,
it's and you're like, a little bit.
Oh, I feel so good. And no. Then you wash it and then it's like, bleh.
Yeah, and then you're not happy in it, right?
No, you're not happy.
No, you're not happy.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
It's not cool. It's too high maintenance. I don't need that. I don't need white shirts in my life. It stresses me out. Make it stop. That's madness.
Make it stop.
More power to the women that can do it, but it's not this one.
No, it's not me either. I would like to think that it is, but
I don't even want. I don't even think it is for me. You can say. You can think. I don't even. I know me. It's not me. Right? It's just not me.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sad. We're
I guess
sad.
So. I guess so, Samantha. That's how we roll. A couple sad sacks. A couple old sad sacks.
Oh, but we're about to roll into somebody who's really exciting.
Super exciting. So full of life, right?
So exciting.
Chock full of opinions, which I appreciate. But can back up all of the opinions.
Yes, she can.
Right? Not afraid to do that.
Oh, and we're big fans.
We are huge fans, and I hope everybody will take the time to follow her on all of her socials. Check her out on the TikTok. You are gonna go down that rabbit hole, and you're gonna be happy that you did, and you're never gonna get out of it because it's so interesting.
All right, let's welcome Joanna. or as everyone else knows her, Unlearn16, famous from TikTok and Instagram. She has joined us today to discuss, a bunch of silly things, and we're going to get to know her a little bit. She is, if anyone doesn't know, she is a teacher of grade 7-8 students. She, I believe, is a history teacher, but has also now been roped into gym class. And a little bit of sex, a little sex ed happening there too. She has a lot of followers. 2.3 people are following her and watching her day to day life.
2.3 million.
2.3 people.
2.3 people. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen. Okay. 2.3 people is still important.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Every person is important, right?
I don't. And just so you know, I teach from grade 7 and 8 all the way through grade 12.
Oh, do you?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, hey?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to retry.
All right. Starting from the beginning?
It really doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I like the I like the jokes halfway through.
We're kind of those people, right? We just, I think we're okay, Samantha.
Okay. We'll keep going.
Oh, is it my turn? This part will take out.
And this is what happens.
This is
my favorite podcast so far, just so you know.
It's the best episode ever, right?
All right,
Joanna. So we've invited you into our crazy world, and partly it's because you seem to let us into your crazy world through all your TikToks, and I'm a bit of a TikToker. So I loved what you were doing, but I need to know what got you started.
Well, three things. Speaking of This Is Us, as we were chatting about earlier, nothing that devastating, but divorce, COVID, and lockdown. It was like the trifecta of a smack in the nose. Truly, it was just like. It was a lot to handle at one time. And prior to COVID, my students would show me TikToks, heaven help me. Joanna, you should do TikTok. Look at this video. And they show it to me. I go, stop showing me such stupidity. I don't want to see your phone. I don't want to know what you're doing with your time. And whatever that is, I don't want any part of it. Because they show me a lot of dancing, right? And so when my life pretty much like right before the December before COVID, separation and divorce, and it was just out of the blue, I was knocked on my butt, so to speak. And then COVID, and then we went into lockdown, and my friend's son, who was 14, his name's Charlie, he said, Joe, just get TikTok. Just get it. It's going to be fun. Just get it. We'll do some videos together because we were allowed to be outside at that point or something. I said, okay. So he actually downloaded it. He is the one that set it up.
Wow.
He is the one that showed me how to use it. And then I was trapped in my own house alone doing 3-a-day TikToks.
Now, did you do 3-a-days because you were just loving the process so much?
No. Like, it was like I was just all in.
Like, it's breakfast and a TikTok. Like a little sandwich for lunch.
I don't know if it was left over from sports days. I don't know what it was. But back in the day, look, when I started, you only could do up to a minute.
Right.
It was a minute, three minutes a day, right? But you have to know that the further I got, I got into it. And when I first got into it, there was a lot of lip syncing, which I loved. It's very theatrical, very acting. I'm a horrible singer, always wanted to be a singer. Like, you always want to be a performer, right? That seems like a lot of fun. So I would overact. I'd have, you know, the friends initially that I made on there, we would just throw things back and forth. So we'd have cuts from each other, you know, doing duets and things like that. There seemed to be a connectivity about it, even though there was actually not very much connectivity.
Right.
Until I hit 1,000 followers. When you hit 1,000 followers, you can start to go live. And so I would start to go live. And what I found, not only did I love, and then I met Anna and I, you know, we did full Backstreet Boy, New Kids on the Block renditions. Yeah. I was in a full white outfit in front of an old car. We shot on location.
Wow.
We
did night shoots. My God.
You go far enough back in my stream, it's a whole different Unlearn 16. But It was fun, and it was a nice thing to sort of, and I think I was tapping into something I think I probably always wanted to do, but always was relatively scared to do,
right.
Terrified to do quite actually, which was a type of acting, a type right. of performance. And I never quite could figure out my line. And then this sort of opened that up. And then when I was able to do lives and I started talking rather than lip syncing, and I realized that people thought I was kind of funny sometimes, yeah, that they thought that some of the things I had to say were relatively intelligent and on point. And then I started talking a little bit about Ontario politics and then a little bit about, and it just sort of snowballed, but I developed this beautiful community, still have it because I go on live pretty much every day,
yeah.
This beautiful community of people from everywhere.
That's amazing.
Across the world. And we sit together pretty much every night from like, 7:30 to 8:30. And I don't talk about, I talk, my cat usually is in the video. I don't even know what somebody will give a question, right? But yep. They will send me messages. Like, it's just it's a beautiful connection to have every night at a certain time. We sit down, we put it on, we recognize you. It's, sometimes Anna's on there, whatever. And they find a community, a kinship.
And people love that, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's through TikTok or any type of social media, right? People just love, they just love being involved and feeling like we have a really active Facebook page, and our people, mm-hmm. I tell you, man, they like being involved. It's like they know you. It's like they've known you for so long.
Yeah.
And it's a really great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, we have UK followers, and we had someone from the UK send us UK treats.
Amazing. Did you get pork rinds?
Nope. We didn't get pork rinds.
No, those. And then did we send some Canadian treats too?
I think we might have, yeah. I can't remember.
So it is. It's really kind of cool. We're still fairly new into the TikTok. We had one day where we were at 1,000 followers and did one live, and then we took a bit of a dip.
We'll
see what happens.
But I'm curious, what TikTok kind of exploded you into the world of all of that? Can you pinpoint it?
I did a video. This is the one that I remember that wasn't political or anything, but I remember thinking that was my biggest video of the time. And I was at my friend's house and she ate an Oreo and she just bit it and ate it. I said, "What the hell are you doing?"
And who eats an Oreo like that?
What am I doing? It's how I eat an Oreo. I said nobody ever.
Right.
What do you mean? So I did this bit on the three ways to eat an Oreo, and it might have had some possible adult theme overtones. I said it might be reminiscent of your, let's say, personal style.
Okay.
You're just going to eat it and bite it and swallow it. You're not going to savor anything. Like, right. How selfish of a, and if you're going to, somebody else, they dunk it, and then I'm like, that's because you're so lazy you can't even chew. Is that where we're at? You don't even want to chew. And then obviously the right way is to open it, lick it, right?
Anyway. The whole bit, right? So you got to put the work into the Oreo.
For a long time, people would send me Oreos to my PO box, different kinds of Oreos. It would be a bit of a bit.
That's
time.
So funny. I think that that's what's so cool, right? Is that all of a sudden you just hit the right thing. I mean, and you do so much, right? Like, so you really interject on all spheres. Like, you just
such a big mouth and an opinion everywhere. Yeah.
And I will say that, I give you props there, my friend, because I talked about cigarette butts on the ground, and Sam's like, block them, block them, block them, block them, right? So we're like, how the hell do you just be okay? You're like, you handle them, you take it head off, you tackle it straight head on. But the way you go about it is so engaging. It's like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
I remember the TikTok where you had a list from your mother, and she wanted you to address everyone.
She was living. List. so mad. And I'm like, Mom, but like, look at what they're saying. It's so stupid. She goes, this just isn't right. I said, what do you want me to do? And I said, but Mom, those are the people, like when they say silly things and they always misspell words, I go, those are the people that really are my bread and butter. Like, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't think I would have the following I do if not for the way I handle those people.
Yeah.
And what I found, though, interestingly enough, was that at some point, I don't know what number of a following, I wasn't really even allowed to, you know how you can reply?
Yeah.
You can put the comment up and then reply to it. I wasn't even able to do that without being called out for bullying and harassing.
Oh, wow.
Because what would happen is all of my followers would then go to their page and say, you know, you're a jackass or whatever. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was never I never needed them to do that.
Right.
But you know how I respond to those kind of people, right? Yep. It's always with sarcasm. It's always with a bit of a wink. I mean, there's nothing aggressive or harassing. Yep. But the interesting part I kind of had to shoulder, I guess, is that when you have that many people who follow you and are very protective of you, you have to decide, you have to be careful on how you wield the power.
Right.
And that sounds ridiculous, very Spider-Man of me, but like you have to be just a little bit aware, right? Somebody mm-hmm. making one comment is, you know, as much as they shouldn't make it, as much as they do they deserve then 2 million people.
Right.
Coming
jumping
at them.
Right.
Well, yeah. Probably yeah. not. So now what do? I still pull the comment. I'll put a sticker over their name and I'll save it so you can't click on it.
Okay.
So really you can see the comment. You just have no idea who said it.
Okay.
And that serves the purpose equally anyway. The purpose right. is never to change that person's mind, whoever right. said the comment, because they're probably out of reach. But the purpose was always to me, especially for people living in places that maybe weren't as supportive of the LGBTQ plus right. community, like now it's half the United States, or just being different and, you know, within a group of people having a different aesthetic and the way that you can handle that with some confidence, a wink, but yep. no aggression.
Yeah, it's totally the way to do it because you get your point across, right? I think somebody would have to just really not be paying attention to not understand that, you know, you are definitely addressing, you know, the issue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. It's like, my mom needs me to talk to you. Like, I was just, I'm sorry. It was hilarious. It was really hilarious.
She printed them. She got them all up on her screen. First of all, I didn't even know she knew how to do that. My mom and I just had a fight over a text message she sent me that she said she never sent. So it's like, we don't, technology's an uphill battle.
Right, right. And how's Grandma Ruby doing?
She's doing well. She's at my aunt's right now. My mom was getting healthy. And so she stays at my aunt's and she comes here on weekends. She's been sleeping a lot lately. We haven't taken her out. You know, that lady can sleep till 4.
Wow. Hey, but you know what? If you live to be that age, you should be able to sleep till 4.
Go ahead. Right? Well, that's the deal, right? My deal with her is I always call and see if I have time, if I can take her out. If she's not awake, she doesn't feel like it. Cool. When you feel like it, I tell my aunt, just call me.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, like I can figure out something. If she's feeling good, right. those are the days I'll take her to the casino or we'll go have dinner or something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm like at her beck and call. That's what I am.
Okay. So recently in one of your TikToks, I saw you holding on to Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, he's in my car.
He's in your car?
I keep him there the whole time.
I just think it's really funny because we just recently did a podcast where Lisa discovered dinosaurs and humans didn't exist together. And she blames the Flintstones for that.
Oh, that's fair. You should blame the Flintstones.
Sometimes
misinformation.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Totally. It was totally fake news before fake news was even trendy. And my husband and I, we were going up we were going to his parents for Easter, and I was just commenting, and I said to him, I said, isn't it amazing if you just think about the trees and kind of blows your mind to think how long they've been here? And I'm like, I wonder if they were here when like the dinosaurs were here. And my husband is a lot smarter than me. And he's like, and he started talking, and he's like, I'm like, well, you know, like people in the dinosaurs. And he's like, no, there was no people in the dinosaurs. And I'm like, what? I text Sam. I'm like, do you know about this? Because how did I get to 53 and really not pay that much attention to there were no people in the dinosaurs?
Listen, you want to know what I found out this year? This year. Not a few years ago. I mean, in this year, I found out that the numbers on a toaster aren't just levels. They're minutes.
What?
Who's cooking 10 minutes in the toast?
There's not a level 10.
Is there not a level 10?
There are minutes. 3.5, 4 are minutes, not level 3 of toastiness.
Really?
What?
I swear to God.
I'm sorry. I'm older than you, and that's sad because I didn't know that.
You guys ever seen a commercial for a microwave? I have it.
No, never. Never. They just appeared in like 1980.
We never shut off the TV from 1975 until computers were created my house.
In mine too.
I've never seen a microwave commercial.
No, that's a good point, hey? Like you've just never, no. And that's weird. Oh,
so many things.
There's so and many things.
That'll be TikTok, right? They'll say, look, this is a life hack. And I'm like, what?
I know,
how
right?
How did I not know that? I don't repeat the information because I sound like a moron. But look, there's a lot. There's a lot of those things.
There is like a ton of things. But you collect a lot of things, right? Like, are you a collector of vintage stuff?
I'm out of control.
Are you out of control?
You can't see it right now. Is this going to air like visually?
It might.
Potentially.
Here, we'll just get a little off script here. I don't know if you can see in my hole there.
Oh, yeah.
So you can kind of see there's like walls shelves with of stuff. Star Wars, of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of old like vintage Muppets or vintage Cabbage Patch Kids up there.
Yeah, you have whatever. Like old cups in a TikTok. You have like old.
Well, those are, I use those. I don't, those aren't. All the McDonald's, the Burger King ones, those are downstairs in my cup drawer. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Do you have like do you have a prized possession? Do you have like a favorite piece?
I don't know. I mean, my first Cabbage Patch Kid was, it's pretty. I do have a lot of Cabbage Patch Kids. I don't know if you saw that video, but the first one I got in whatever, 1986 or whatever year that was.
Yeah.
I didn't want it. I kept telling my mom I didn't want it. And she said, Joanne, you need to tell me, because I don't know if you guys remember that. I mean, you fought to the death in a Toys R Us for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I kept saying my mom, no, no, no. And 2 weeks before Christmas, I said, yeah.
Oh, and you still got one 2 weeks before Christmas?
I'm not going to tell that story because I don't know about our younger viewers. But what I will say is this. I believe in Santa.
I guess you do.
Wait a while.
I guess you do, right?
Yeah.
I guess you do. My kid sister got two under that same type of scenario, didn't want, and then all of a sudden wanted. And people in Ontario at the time were all going to all the stores, right? So like your friend went to the Bay, she went to Eaton, she went to Sears. And if they were there, you just gobbled them up.
Yep, absolutely. And then my family would buy them. I don't know if you saw it. I think I have 20 in total still. My family would buy them anytime they saw any Cabbage Patch Kid in a broken package.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, anytime there was a flaw in the packaging, my mom, my aunt, my grandma would buy it because they'd assume that nobody would want it.
Right, and they needed to have a good home. Right.
Do you understand?
Because they were adopted. That was the whole
purpose.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I got you. I got you. Right?
It's a lot, guys.
I wasn't really cabbage.
I don't know if it's childhood trauma.
I was Care Bear.
I love, listen, I had everything. I can't talk about the toys I used to have because the fact I sold them for all 10 cents in a garbage, in like a garage sale
or something.
Garage sale makes me want to jump off a building.
Yeah.
Like I can't, and now I just sort of try to find it and reclaim it. Piece. I almost spent quite a bit of money on a strawberry shortcake collection that was, they were all still in the boxes.
Oh, I was a strawberry shortcake girl. Were they the miniatures or the full size?
Look, could you imagine? I'm still a little mad at this moment that I didn't get it because I'm like, can you imagine what that smells like?
Oh, jeez. Oh, and like especially like if you have like strawberry shortcake and like the marmalade girl.
It was the whole collection.
They would all just be so good.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars.
I don't think I understand. I think I'm going to go on record as I don't understand the fascination.
Where were you growing up?
Well, I mean, I never had a Cabbage Patch Kid. I
you
never got into
one?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Did you have a Care Bear?
I never had a Care Bear. I never had like the strawberry chick.
Strawberry chick.
Or
she
the
was,
marmalade
she was
woman.
Not,
strawberry chick.
That is really.
I'm sorry.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you grow up?
I grew up in Saskatoon. Yeah.
Like Saskatoon.
Yeah.
They don't have toys in Saskatoon?
We do. But I just never felt that they were important.
Like
maybe.
Strawberry shortcake?
Never thought toys were important. Wow.
It's not about, no, not toy. Like, yes, I had toys, but just maybe not the strawberry person.
Like, did you ever have the Bionic Woman?
No.
I have a great video.
Right.
Of me going to Universal Studios in California, and I always put up my hand because I always wanted to volunteer for everything, and I was able to go on stage, and it was the first kind of version of CGI in like 1980, whatever, and I was there, and I was the Bionic Woman, and I was supposed to pretend to jump over a plane, and then the CGI on the screen showed me jumping over the plane.
Oh, cool.
What toy did you have? Can we send you toys?
Listen, I've been your best friend for 20 plus years. I did not know you were this toy deprived.
No,
although it's
not
funny. You always just talk about that dumb walking doll.
That I got when I was like really, really young.
Right.
And
what was your favorite toy?
I don't think I had a favorite toy. I think I had favorite books. I mean, I grew up reading a lot as a young child.
See, I was just pop culture. What I didn't.
No,
I
no,
never
no.
Really
I
read.
Like I'm pop culture-y now, but I just I
like
think
no light bright,
for me,
no Spirograph, nothing.
I might have got light bright, and I had Barbies,
right?
Because my sister had Barbies too, so we got Barbies. But there is no. You know what? I need to go back and find out maybe. Maybe I'm suppressing something.
Pretty sure we're going to talk about this on our podcast. Even though this is our podcast, we're going to talk about another podcast.
Yes, okay.
And obviously I'm a little... I think I realized the point in my life where whatever age it is, where you look back at your child, where you start to say stupid crap like, they don't make any good movies nowadays. At that moment, you look back because you think that the Smurfs was the... master of all cartoons,
right,
and you just
right?
You know, you just start judging things
because right, you—that's the bar.
Because you don't get it. Because whatever formed your thoughts when you were five is actually quite significant of a
right.
Of
that's,
a thought process.
That's why I still have issues with baby beans, Sam.
I know,
right?
Baby beans.
Did you have a Snoopy snow cone machine?
I had a Snoopy snow cone machine. That was the best, but hard. It was hard. It took work.
Oh my God.
I have one. Hold on.
I feel like I'm underprivileged. I don't know why.
Oh, it's tucked away.
Oh, darn. I had a Snoopy snow cone machine. That's the one I had, the Snoopy snow cone machine.
So, this is how it works. You put ice. It's just a nightmare.
It was hard. It was hard to use.
That you would have the little like you would squirt in the flavor.
Yeah.
And then you'd put ice cube down there.
And then you had a plastic.
And you
turn.
Have a crusher. It's in there somewhere. And you just literally turn this to shave the ice, and it would fall out here to a little cup.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that. I was really lucky. We grew up. My parents owned a Home Hardware. So back when the day when Home
that's a good
carried toys.
Right.
Right. So we were lucky.
Oh my God. I feel like I have not lived a my childhood was very bare.
What were you doing in Saskatoon, to be honest? I don't know either. Was it a lot of shoveling?
Yes. You were just outside making some snow angels.
I was making snow angels.
Three kinds of shovels.
I probably, actually, personally, I have two.
Of course you do.
And one stays in her car all year long.
No, that one made it into my home. Oh, that,
I thought that was the one that you never know if you ever need to club somebody out on the back street at some point.
Well, you never know when you might need a shovel.
Right.
So
that's true. That's true.
You just never know.
That is so funny.
Okay, but do your students ever give you ideas for TikToks?
Are you kidding? All the time. My biggest TikTok was them.
What was your biggest TikTok?
They think they're hilarious. Well, first of all, I never show my kids' faces. Yeah. So as I was getting a little bit bigger, the kids would know and they would talk about it and stuff like that. But grade 7 and 8s are hysterical and they're sort of free of inhibition. So I would start doing TikToks where I would quiz them about things I thought were important, mostly like superheroes or Star Wars or things like that. And they would try their best to answer. And a lot of people think it sounds or it could be manufactured. You can't manufacture kids.
No,
you can try, but it's not going to go well. Mm-hmm. So if you can't manufacture them, I sort of had to catch, I would ask them a question and quite literally I'd say, who wants to answer this one? And I go to that person. Sometimes they just give it a go to answer it. And sometimes they'd have something funny in their head. But yeah, my highest TikTok is quizzing them on, was it Star? No, I think it was on Marvel stuff.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Marvel.
Yeah, and it was like 15 million or something.
Jeez.
They're pretty proud of themselves.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure they were,
right?
They walk
around school like they're, yeah. We just did one today on Star Trek, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
That's
yep, they didn't know anything about Star Trek, but.
What were you like as a teen? Did you get into trouble? Were you that kid?
No, I shockingly always had a lot to say, but, and I was always, funny to an extent, but I always wanted to do well in school. Teachers always really liked me. The common comment was, listen, Joanne is a great student. She's very smart. However, her incessant talking might be throwing off other children from graduating.
I feel Joanna and I are of one. We are very similar.
Same conversation.
Right?
Kindergarten to grade 13.
Right? And then my mom would always, she was never as focused on my grades, but it would be more like, but Lisa, the teacher has some concerns. And these were her comments. And I'd be like, oh, not the comments. Right?
I think I was harder on myself. I always got the grades I thought I needed because I played sports. I just got the grades I needed to go to university. So it's like, when I was a kid, if you got like an 85, you were golden.
Right.
Right? So that's what I got.
Yeah.
I made sure I got it. And I did just enough work to hit it. Not a second more.
I grew up a total C+ student, C+. And was too social and probably liked being the chatty one in the class too much.
Right.
I was, but super friendly. Teachers, everybody loved me.
There you go.
But, yeah,
super friendly.
Right. It's not what they're always looking for in a student.
I don't think I started loving school or really understanding what school was in a more of a deeper way until I would say third year university.
Oh.
And I finally got, my first year was a disaster. I went to Simon Fraser because I thought I wanted to, be a marine biologist because I just saw Free Willy. That's not a lie. My entire life plan changed in 1994.
Wow.
All I wanted to do was swim with an orca. Little did I know that if I wanted to actually do that, and I know we can't talk about SeaWorld nowadays, but that could have been the route I took and I needed no education for that. But I went out there and I had a volleyball scholarship and I did, I played volleyball. I didn't really go to school. Often. And then I came home and I thought I was this failure because I got C's and I didn't think I was good at school. I wasn't going to go back. And the panic look in my mom's eye in retrospect was a lot because she thought that was it. Like I went to do it. I didn't do well, even though I'd always been good at school, and I was just done. I was like, my uncle's a police officer. I'm going to go join the, he says I can be a cop and I'll make good money. And my mom's just like, but she's trying not to be the person that says absolutely not. Right. She's trying to have a subtle heart attack, not the big,
right. Not the widowmaker.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think I was really just insecure about not getting into another school because I did poorly. And funnily enough, I think I learned something about my personality at that point because I applied to Western. All my friends went there. Why? I mean, whatever.
Because that's where everybody wanted to go if you were in Ontario. Sure. Yeah.
But back then, when you are applying, there was actually somebody to pick up the phone and talk to. That's how we picked our courses, actually, was like, there's no computers.
That's right.
So I picked up the phone and I applied. I got all my stuff together and I applied and I would call this woman and her name, she was working at the admissions office. I believe her name was Evelyn. And I'd say, my name is Joanna Johnson, blah, blah, blah. And she when it comes through, you'll know, this is how you're going to find out, blah, blah, blah. Guys, I called her like my best friend every day. And I didn't think I was doing this at the time, but what I realized I was doing was like, my grades are horrible. I had a horrible first year. Hopefully they go back to high school, but maybe if she really likes me.
Right. I'll get in. I'll get a shot.
Right?
Yeah.
And to this day, that could have been how I got in, guys. I had no idea.
Probably didn't hurt.
I didn't wait for that piece of paper in the mail. I found out by calling Evelyn.
Yeah.
And then when I went to Western, I decided not to have a plan. I decided just to take courses that I thought I might like and just to see where it went. And for the first time in my life, I read a full book. I took an English fiction course I never read before. I think I had a bit of dyslexia, actually. And big paragraphs were really hard for me. It was hard to focus. So, well, I got Cole's notes like everybody else did. Right. And as I took this course, my reading got better, but there was something about this professor. I read 20 books in a very short amount of time. And for the first time, I just read the book because it was cool and had the discussions because they were interesting. There was nothing else. I mean, I wanted to get good marks, but
yeah. Now you're talking Sam's love language, right, Sam?
Well, I'm an English major, so
well, the first time,
yeah,
right. But I was definitely I still battle with dyslexia even as a teacher, because the reading got easier, I think, to some degree.
Right.
But what I couldn't do is when I first started teaching, kids would ask me to spell things out loud. And so I would have something in front of me because I wasn't a big fan of writing on the board. So I would talk a lot and I'd be like, okay, seriously. They're like, oh, can you spell that? And I'd be like, so I would look at the word in front of me and it would take all of my energy and focus to spell the word properly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way in hell I could do it out of my head.
Yeah.
Now, about 5 years after that, easy.
Huh.
So it was literally like I retrained something.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But I didn't know it was an issue.
You didn't know. I got to ask about the fast food challenges.
Wendy's reposted. I'm so proud.
Right?
Wendy's is the first on Twitter, actually, was the first, I think, unless I missed it, first fast food place to actually reach out and repost it and thank me and whatever.
Well, because you were so appreciative of the Wendy's experience.
Listen, they've all been relatively impressive. I'm not going to lie. Like,
you haven't done Harvey's, have you?
I haven't. I just don't know. Doing Harvey's for $15 might be a hard sell.
Oh, well, it's my favorite. So it could be a hard sell, but
you know what you need? You need a solid, what Wendy's has for $15 is an impressive value meal.
Yeah.
Like value, that's true. You know what I mean? They have like $2 and $3 kind of options.
What about the Dairy Queen?
You know what? I did the Dairy Queen one. I had to take it down because I accidentally showed my debit card.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And so I have people, and I've shown my license before too, and I'll have people who are, you know, good people that we've developed this lovely community. And 5 minutes after it's up, I'll get a text message from Tommy and he'll be like, dude, your driver's license.
Sam, that's like the episode. We did a podcast episode and we were talking about passwords and I gave all my passwords up.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, every password that she ever uses.
Crossed my mind. I'm like, whatever. And then, yeah. Of course, we had to go back and redo all that.
Yeah, it's... I only have the one. I'm not going to lie. If someone guessed it, I'm in big, big trouble.
As am I. And I'm sure that the world knows it because it may or may not have changed. But that's like such a cool thing. So Wendy's has been by far your favorite?
I think so. Now, McDonald's is my go-to place, but right. Wendy's, Popeyes was good, but Wendy's, yeah, I think Wendy's knocked it out of the park. KFC's a close second. That was the first one I did. But yeah, just because it's the diversity.
Sure.
I try to like, you know, push them a little bit. I'll be like, give me as many little things as you can to give an impression of, you know, what people kind of all can have things. Rather than.
If McDonald's is your go-to.
Go-to, hard go-to.
I got to ask this question. McRib, yes or no?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I love the
face. It's like rubber. It's like
no.
I can hear the squeaking. You know the cheese that makes that squeaking noise? Yeah. That's what I can hear in my ear.
No, right?
Mm-hmm. They got rid of the big breakfast from McDonald's. I almost had to divorce them at that time. Right?
I like the pancakes, though.
Right in my time of need, you're going to get rid.
Yeah, I know they were talking about that, right?
We still don't have it back.
No. Oh, is it not back?
How about we throw out the salads and bring back the big breakfast?
How about fast foods just stick to what worked really well in the 70s and keep them?
Who gets the salad?
Nobody gets the salad, right?
Nobody should.
I'm surprised by how many people get the fillet of fish?
Oh.
I'm blown away. People are like, I do.
Really?
I do.
Oh, I've never heard anybody get the fillet of fish.
Because I've made lots of fillet of fish comments and I get a lot of slack for it.
Really?
You think it'll be my political beliefs? No. It's a fillet of fish. Hate.
I got an issue with the fillet of fish.
Okay. Do you remember when they brought pizza? When they started
making
pizza?
I love the pizza.
I did a whole TikTok with my Funko Pops from McDonald's where I said where McDonald's has gone wrong.
Oh, that's right. And you had all your characters.
Yes. Yeah. And they took away the cookies. What is wrong? Who takes away an item that is sealed and I'm pretty sure lasts indefinitely?
Well, I think the animal cracker cookie lasts indefinitely.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why take that off the menu and make those stupid little donuts?
Yeah.
And then I said the pizza. Who else is doing little pizzas? Nobody.
No, and that McPizza was delightful.
And then the big breakfast is very upsetting for me. I can't. You know, now the orange Fruitopia is good, but I do remember, you guys probably remember when we were kids and we go to track meets and we get that orange drink, whatever the hell that was.
But I will say the Fruitopia on a good day is a really, really close. It's close,
orange
right?
Fruitopia. You can't do strawberry.
Like it brings you back, but it's not, right?
Right. Very close.
And then you're right. Then you wonder, like, what was the need to have to change that? Everybody from the 70s and the 80s loved it.
I don't understand because at the end of the day, listen, kids are going to do what we tell them to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it nostalgic for us and they'll follow.
And they'll follow.
They have to.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
We will indoctrinate them properly to the right McDonald's food and you can just go about your business.
Yeah. Just go again. Stop reinventing things that nobody cares about.
Nobody cares about a McChicken Big Mac.
No, Sam had the McChicken Big Mac.
Oh, God, it was horrible. I hated it.
Of course it was.
Right? It was horrible.
Change is never good, Sam.
Yeah. No, I know. It's never been good. All right, I have another question for you. You are a big Blue Jays fan, I gather, from your hat and your baseball love, as am I, number one. Oh, I like to say I'm the number one fan. Do you have like a favorite player?
Of all time? I'm going to go with Tony Fernandez.
Oh, I'm going to go John Olerud.
I got to go way back. I have a little bit of a love for Ernie Witt because I was a catcher.
Okay.
But like favorite Blue Jay now? probably Guerrero Jr. I like his shoulder.
You gotta like the hype, right?
I like his shoulder. You know what we miss? What I feel like we miss, like a, I know he's not a J, but a Cabrera Jr. and stuff. I miss Miggy's and Guerrero Jr.'s. I miss the showmanship. Yeah. I miss the fun. I miss the interaction. You know what I mean? You guys are getting paid how many millions a year to play baseball?
Yeah, I know,
Can you throw a smile on your face for 37 seconds?
Yeah.
Like, can you just give a wave? Like, any, you got anything?
And then this year, right? Like, the Jays really made it their focus to kind of eliminate that from the clubhouse, right?
It's the worst idea.
It really was, right? And Sam, you don't know what we're talking about because you're a fake fan, not a real fan. She's not a fan.
Well, she's shoveling a lot. You have to give her a winter coat.
She's busy. She's not a fan. And we go on about this on our podcast all the time about the fake fan. And fake fan, she retired the fake fan. Fan would come out during times of need, right? You'd send a text to the fake fan saying, hey, need a little help here. She'd be like, go birds, go. Okay, fine. Now she's like, I'm done. She's over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. I retired.
Right? You retired.
Listen, and it's that Seinfeld, you know, I obviously, you guys remember the 92-93 back-to-back. Like,
you betcha.
That was a beautiful time.
Yeah.
In baseball where you had a whole bunch of things going. But also the difference, I think, and Seinfeld does a great bit on this, talking about how players change so frequently now that what are we cheering for? The jersey?
Yeah, exactly, right?
It's just the clothing, right? Because you're just putting it on a different guy, yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, he's going to be here for 2 years, and then we're going to sell him because he's really valuable. Cool. And then,
we don't keep teams like we used to.
How do you connect? What am I connecting to?
Yeah,
geography for right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Hey, right? That's a good way to look at that too. But go Jays! We got a good team, but they're right. They're inconsistent, though.
Of course they're inconsistent.
Right? Hurts
my
heart.
Can't even talk
about
the Leafs without getting a rash on the back of my neck.
My heart. They hurt my heart.
I think the problem with the Leafs is they're the Leafs. How can we be intimidating if our mascot, if our symbolic image is a leaf?
Is a leaf.
That's all we got?
That's the best we got. That's the
no
best.
No wonder nobody cares. Right? Raptors been around 37 seconds. Want to know why they won? Because they're the Raptors.
They're the Raptors. They got some attitude, right?
We are a Leaf.
We are
you
a
can
Leaf.
Blow that away.
And even when we're a Blue Jay, right? We're like, right? Like our mascot looks like he needs better pants on.
Oh, nice.
He doesn't really look that great.
Look.
You know, there's a lot to go through. There's a lot to go through with that. That's for sure.
You know what? We recently discussed something that we maybe thought you would find interesting. We, in our last podcast, we discussed different types of clapping. Now, based on the mood of the crowd,
okay,
it could be an excited clap. It could be like, oh my God, like just be done. Like, do you feel like there could be tones of clapping?
This is a horrible connection to a trauma-filled story of my grade 7 and 8s because they took one day to doing exactly what you're talking about, which was developing a class clap.
Was it horrible?
There's no room for that in school.
There is no room for that.
I'll tell you
that.
What they came up with. Are you ready? They came up with cupped hands, very stiff arms.
Oh, that's a bad clap.
And when they all do it,
they're sending you a message.
That's a big message.
That's a big, big message that clap is.
I wasn't into it. They were practicing in other classes, not mine, because when they got to mine,
the clap was done.
We were done with the clapping. Right? I'm like, were you guys clapping today? Is that what you're doing in science? Yes, Joanna, we were.
That's I can appreciate that. Well, how do you feel about you send your boss an email or you get an email from your boss and it says things like thanks in advance?
It's FYI. So funny. I never get an email. We always have a meeting. So just be happy about the email, okay?
Okay. Because we talked about...
I'd like to get an email that tells me, thanks in advance. Okay, fine. I'm going to go do something. But no, this is the way my school works. We have a 2-hour meeting. at the beginning, she says, thanks for advance. I'm going to explain it to you for 2 hours.
And that thanks in advance email. At the beginning. I'm not a fan of thanks in advance because I'm like, you know what? It's kind of like a wasted thank you because you don't know I'm going to see it through.
100%. There's that woman on TikTok that says all of the, like when she wants to say something mean to her, any professional body.
Yes.
It's right. Brilliant. Yes. I'm just like, this is amazing. Yeah. And again, it would be useful if we were allowed to use email at my school. We have a meeting, guys.
Everything's a meeting. Even now that we're past the COVID scare, still a meeting?
It's like they brought them back with a vengeance is what's
wow. Hey.
It's like they missed them for 3 years. You want to make up?
So let's just meet, shall we?
Everything ran smooth as a baby's butt during COVID.
Yeah.
But now we're back. We got to have meetings again. We can't possibly email this information.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I get double dosed. I get meetings and emails. So it's very exciting.
I'm not into it. I'm more of a phone person, too.
Are you? I'm not a phone.
Parents will want to email me. And I'm like, you know what? This is my phone. Can you just text that?
Oh, okay. So you don't want to talk on the phone.
I love talking on the phone.
Really?
I do. I love it. It's like a podcast. I love it. Huh. Listen, teachers love to hear themselves speak.
Okay. Fair enough, right?
Fair enough. Have you ever put a bunch of teachers in a room and try to get something done? That's why our meetings are 2 hours. Everybody has a better way to do it.
Everybody does have a better way.
And I am no exception. I go in every single time. Joanna, don't say a thing. I don't care what they ask you to do, how they ask you to do it. You're just going to do it. Because if you shut your mouth, it's going to be it will reduce time.
Right.
5 minutes in. I think we should. So stupid.
And now are you the type of person, this is an issue I have. If the room is quiet for too long, I got to talk because I feel like, God, I'm thinking people are mad. Something's not going right.
It depends. I mean, a quiet classroom is a godsend, but if a dinner or anything like that, where I feel as though there's supposed to be socialization, like at a lunch or something like that, 100% quiet makes me uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. Me too. Just like,
I should talk about that with my therapist or something. But
I probably should too, actually.
I don't know what that means.
Right? Because I even say that to my husband at Christmas. I'm like, you know the rule, right? If your parents stop talking, that room full of family stops talking. I'm starting.
Oh, man.
Right? Because it's too much.
Sometimes I'd like family to stop talking, but yeah. Well, I'm getting married to, like, everybody thinks Anna never talks because she's so quiet in comparison.
Right.
But when she's with me, she constantly. And we're on very different schedules. So, like, she'll get home tonight at like 10 o'clock and I'm asleep. Like, that's where I'd like to be at 10 o'clock, asleep, not going to sleep.
Right.
And she'll come in and she'll be like, I had a great day today. I'm like, it's not day. It's night. It's actually the middle of night. You're going to have to tell me your story tomorrow. And she's like, well, can I just tell you one thing? And there we are. And I'm awake.
Okay. Let's talk quickly about your podcast. It's called Unlearn 16 Classes in Session.
That's right.
And you've been doing that for a couple of years now?
Yeah. Well, a year and a half. Yeah.
Year and a half. Okay. Yeah. And like, who's your most favorite guest? Who have you had on that you've really enjoyed?
I've had lots of cool people, to be honest with you. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell was one of my first guests, which was incredibly sweet of her to do that. And she said yes before I even did an episode. I could have stunk. Like, she had no idea. Because I did her really early on. I've had Kathleen Wynne, who is the Premier of Ontario. Yeah. She was amazing. I've had politicians. I've had Ria May, a Canadian singer-songwriter that was amazing. That politics girl, she's from Twitter and TikTok. She's fantastic. She's very big in the United States.
That's cool.
Oh, so many different. I've had a couple people from Buffy. Heaven help me. You've never seen the show. I don't know what to say about that.
At least we've heard of it.
Stop judging.
Right?
Stop.
Listen.
Stop.
When you're shoveling next time, just put on your iPod.
She didn't watch it either. Don't just pick on me.
I didn't watch it either. But I feel we're a little bit older, so maybe we're too old for Buffy.
Are we too old for Buffy? We might have been.
I'm 47.
We're 53.
54.
So, maybe you could have been a little older at that time because you would have been in your, I guess when it came out, I was in high school. I think it came out at like, I was just finishing, so like 97, I think it came out.
Yeah, right.
We're in my 20s.
All right.
Take it back. Take it back.
I was already working hard and
right. We are living life.
Partying it up. Like, I don't know. I didn't have time.
Does that mean you didn't watch 90210 either?
No, different. I watched that.
That was different.
Okay.
That's different.
First of all, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is a 300 times better than 90210. You want a terrifying experience? Go back and watch those 10 seasons again. I dare you.
Okay.
But did morph you watch into Melrose.
Yes, Melrose Place. Yeah.
Where else was I on Wednesday? I'll tell you where.
And then what about Party of Five? Did we care about Bailey?
We all needed to be depressed as well.
Right. It was kind of like the This Is Us.
Such a sad
story. Right? Such a sad story.
Nev Campbell's awesome, though.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Nev Campbell's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've had a lot of great... I just have good... Adam Bush, who was from Buffy, actually, we just have these good... deep discussions. I kind of like it when there was a gentleman named Reverend Daniel who's on Twitter. And he's a pastor, but he's gay and he's married to a man. And so he walks this very interesting line. He's an Anglican minister. And on Twitter, he's probably the funniest person I've ever heard. So we've done a few podcasts together and we talk about very cool stuff because we can very openly talk. I'm not a religious person, but very openly talk about religion, very openly talk about all of these different things. And then joke. Like That's we would awesome. Joke about, you know, God being Alanis Morissette. And when I joked about that, we joked about that in our first podcast and we had technical difficulties that shut the podcast down 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So I think we might be onto something.
You might be onto something. Coincidence? I think not.
I'm just saying.
Right?
Well, she did play God in a movie. So close.
Maybe she wasn't playing.
Maybe she wasn't.
Well, I tell you, I certainly love Rosie O'Donnell. We stalk her every now and then, but she'll do like a like on TikTok, but I'm like.
She's now a
now she's doing COVID, so much.
I caught her when she
podcast.
Wasn't, you know, the world wasn't busy.
That's
now
how.
She has 2 shows and she's starting busy. Something with Nathan Lane and she's on all the talk shows again and she just did League of Their Own, you know.
Now she's doing her own podcast. That's how we had Jan Arden come on and it was totally. I'd been trying for Jan Arden for years and tweeting her and stalking her and she followed us and we followed her and I'd send her messages and she'd reply back, but she was always too busy. And then finally COVID hit and I sent her a message, bet you're not that busy now. And it was totally like, you win.
Totally like that.
I'm going to find it for you guys. I did a TikTok. And posted, she follows me on Twitter. She follows me on TikTok. She follows me on Twitter. And we've talked a little bit back and forth, but I've always asked her to come on my podcast. She says she's too busy in this last year. But I did a TikTok where I used the lyrics of her song.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I spun them to get her to come on my podcast. It was smart. Heartfelt, warming. Nothing. She said, and everybody was tagging her and she's like, listen, Joanne, I can't, I just have all of these different things. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try again at some point.
You should.
Yeah, you should. She'll do it because she is wonderful that way. Like, and it was funny because we kept popping up in her little realm of things. Like when she was doing her first season of the Jan show, she was recording at a gas station that one of our friend's sisters owns. And
perfect.
So Michelle messaged me and she's like, Jan's filming at the gas station. Send me a picture. So we sent her a picture and Jan's like, oh my God, it's them. Fine, I'll sign it.
Cool.
Right?
And then you put in the time.
We put, okay, I'm going to tell the story, Sam. We put the time in one time. She was coming to Saskatoon and she was doing a book signing. And for whatever reason, I got it in my mind that her saying she was on the road to Saskatoon meant that she was in real time. She posted it on Instagram. Joanna, I made a big sign. We stood on the side of the highway for hours with the sign thinking that if Jan Arden drove by, she's going to stop because it's Jan Arden and us on the highway. In the winter, it was in December. And we did this. I bet we stayed out there for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
One of us wasn't that excited about doing it.
Nope. One of us was not.
And I'm
was it a good interview?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, she's awesome.
I feel like I'm gonna have to go vegan to get her on my podcast. I think that's the only.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good hook for sure.
That would be a good hook for sure.
That's the hook. I'd have to give up meat.
Yeah, don't you know what? I'd love to say you could name drop us, but she'd run. Hey, she'd be like, no, not them.
Don't mention you know us.
Don't, right?
I'm going to go find that road she keeps walking her dog on and just hang out there.
That's right, right? It's just her back road, right?
As I get arrested. That's how Unlearn 16 got arrested.
Samantha, should we play our favorite game with Joanna?
I think. Do you still have some time with us?
Sure, sure.
It's quick.
It's a this or that.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. Free appetizer or free dessert?
Appetizer.
Yeah. Appetizer.
Okay. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburger.
Oh. No.
Always you know what hot dogs made out of?
Doesn't even matter.
Movie theater or arcade?
Movie theater.
Oh, okay.
I love an arcade, but if it's a good movie, I got to go movie
theater. You're going to the movie theater.
Theme park or water park?
Theme park.
Me too.
Pancakes
or waffles?
Pancakes.
Yes.
But I can't really eat a lot of either.
Me neither.
I have like one, maybe.
I love pancakes.
It's like every once in a while I need to have a buttermilk blueberry pancake and that is it. Yeah,
who
just one.
Who wants the stack? I need to meet these people. I know when you see it, it's this perfect stack.
Yeah, like five stack or something,
who
right?
Who's doing that?
It's a lot of pancakes.
Okay, what about the waffle? Because when you add things to that waffle, it's like sugar, like it's like you got the bananas and the berries and the this and the
I'm
that.
I'm fine if it's like the Eggo waffle, that's fine.
I'd probably go crepe with like, you know, a Nutella strawberry thing.
Oh, nope, not Nutella.
No Nutella?
Not Nutella. Nope.
Must be a Saskatoon thing.
It might be an age thing too.
Not Nutella.
Okay, chicken nuggets or chicken fingers?
Fingers.
Okay.
Okay.
Cupcakes or donuts?
This is a big one.
Cupcakes.
Oh.
Unless it's a Krispy Kreme, but let's be honest, we don't live in the States.
Right.
We don't live in the States. But do you like the whole cupcake? Like how much icing do you really like on the cupcake?
We need to do this, Samantha.
We do. So I've seen somebody do the brilliant thing, and I think it was like Natalie Portman or something. So she had a regular cupcake and she cut off the bottom and then she put the bottom on the top.
And ate it like a sandwich.
That's like a Joe Louis.
My mind was blown.
Huh. Well, Sam doesn't like icing.
I don't like icing.
What?
Right? Like who wants cake or cupcake with no icing?
Is this an Ontario thing? Like
no icing is a world thing.
No toys. Are you okay?
No toys, no icing.
Stop it. Right. You too.
Right.
Just because I don't like icing, that does not make me strange or weird or anything like that.
I bet you if we took a poll, I bet you if Joanna put that out on her TikTok, I bet you people would come back thinking it was strange and weird.
So much TikTok material right now, you have no idea. People from Saskatoon don't have toys.
Stop it!
Oh my god.
Okay, carpet or wooden floors?
Wood floor.
I agree.
100%.
Easier to take care of.
My house.
Yeah.
Instagram or Twitter?
I like the hellscape. Twitter.
I like Twitter too.
There might be some problems that I will talk about with my therapist, but I do like the fight.
I like the fight. Mm.
I like the fight. Instagram's just boring.
Right.
There's not really a lot of interaction. It's not fun because there are some videos, but they're just copying TikTok. So the TikTok has the videos, but Twitter, they have a level of sarcasm and wit and anger.
And nobody cares. They just let you go.
Highly, highly impressive. Yeah. Horrible place. Yeah. Don't ever go there, kids. Yeah. But nonetheless.
Right?
Okay. Crossword or Sudoku?
What kind of prison torture are you giving me?
I don't know.
I'm going to add into word search for 100.
When in doubt, go to the word search.
Sudoku in my life.
It's a really pretty interesting Sudoku. Listen, I don't mind.
I'll do the words. I'll do the crossword in the TV guide if we can go back to 1994.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good
I remember those.
That was a good one.
They were easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, we always end our podcast with an I shake my head. So do you have one for us today?
What does that mean?
Well, anything that makes you shake your head. Anything that you've seen
in your day today, like, that made you, other than Saskatoon not having toys?
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's significant. What makes me you know what makes me shake? Always in general, I know it's going to be bigger, but is pretense. Is giving the illusion of somebody that you're not. I don't understand it. I don't know why we abide it. I don't know why we encourage it. And that's why I probably love working with kids so much, because a lot of the time, especially when they're younger, they just don't have it. We joke that they don't have a filter, right? But there is something beautiful in that. Yeah. You know, they can be still respectful, but the idea, like, it makes me physically uncomfortable to walk in a room and watch people try so hard to be somebody they're just not authentic.
Yeah, fair enough, right?
It's like, what are we wasting? We're wasting time. We're wasting who you are. Mm-hmm. We're wasting any sort of real interaction. So I think, you know, that and people who have never seen Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Oh, stop it. I shake my head at you.
Probably that.
For all of the crazy collection things that you have that I don't have. So
I'm going to send you something.
Oh, you dare.
I don't shake my head at the collections because I collect royal paraphernalia.
Yes, she does.
So I get that. You know what? In my work office, I have a window and it faces outside, obviously. And there's a little bit of grass and there's a little bit of a road. I work at a hospital and I shake my head at all of the little groundhogs that don't realize that if they don't pay attention when they cross the road, they are not going to get to the other side. I shake my head at the groundhogs. They're just running back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, they're just making it in. Hey,
are they going under the road? Like, are they tunneling?
No, like there's a couple big holes that they go into their house, but they'll just cross the road with cars coming. I feel that the good Lord should have
that's our
given
foot
them.
Just
you know, I shake my head every once in a while. Somebody says something and I have nothing. I can't add to that.
You cannot add to that.
No, because it's too weird.
I just think that the good Lord should have given them a little bit more brain to just understand that, like, stop and look both ways. That rule should apply to everything and everybody and all species.
That is a solid rule. That's a solid rule.
Just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's where I stand on that one.
All right. Thank you. That's it. That's all we've got. We want to thank you for your time, Joanna. It's been awesome. You're fabulous. And I'm so glad that you actually wanted to come on our podcast. So.
Absolutely. I had a great time. That was amazing. Anytime you guys want me back, I will be here.
Oh, for sure.
You'll be like right? You start off with 3 TikToks a day. We're going to do 1 and 1 with Joanna. 1 and 1 with Joanna.
3, 1.
Where can our listeners find you?
TikTok on Learn16. Same with Instagram on Learn16. Twitter on Learn16 tweet. But I don't know if I recommend that particular vacation spot. And my podcast at On Learn16 Classes in Session. I will be starting a show, actually, with the most impressive Vanessa Marcel. And we're going to be doing a YouTube show starting filming this summer, and that will be out in the fall. It will be called Love Lies and Videotape.
Wow. What's that going to entail?
It's going to be, see if I can get this, Seinfeld meets Oprah meets that crocodile hunter guy.
Oh, hey.
We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to do a lot of things that scare us. We're going to do a lot of boring things. We're going to see where it takes us.
Okay.
But we're going to do all of these things while trying to have fun. And then along the way, hopefully we stumble into some deep, good conversations.
That's awesome. And now is she somebody you knew from before?
No, Vanessa Marcel. I met her through TikTok.
Yeah.
She, you know what I'm talking about? She's Brenda from
General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Big number one Gina, General Hospital fan right there.
There we go. We met. She messaged me on TikTok about a year ago. That's all. And we started talking, and it's like we've known each other forever. So.
Wow, that's cool. I can't wait.
That's amazing. Yeah.
How exciting.
It's very exciting.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you, and we appreciate all the things that you do on your TikToks and all your socials. I'm so engaged, right? Like I love your message. I love your energy. It's just, now I'm going to say, you know, and so my friend Joanna, you maybe know her, right?
Oh God.
That's it.
Right.
When you're talking to Jan, make sure you.
Right. You know, I'll see what I can do. You never know, right?
Oh, you never God, know. No.
Right? She definitely knows who we are.
We're just not sure if it's the right way.
Good or bad.
She's always supportive. She's always like, I always support you girls. Hard work pays off. Thanks, Jan.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and joining our little bit of craziness.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, guys. You know what to do. You know how to connect with us. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are. And we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And also, if you need some I Shake My Head swag, you can go to Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Domingo for being the best kept secret in podcasting and making us sound so good week after week.
Thank you, John.
Lisa, anything else?
No, sorry. I got busy. I got looking at like fluff on the ground. No. All right. Sorry, Samantha.
That's
my mind
okay.
got wandering because I just started wandering. My mind gets wandering and then it just forgets what it's doing.
Okay.
So no, nothing else.
All right. Then we're done for the week again.
All right. Friends of the podcast, have a fantastic week. Hope you enjoy what you heard. And Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.